views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quest. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. I am David, and you're listening to the Heart Center Talk Radio program on Transformation Talk Radio Network. For this next hour, we'll be experiencing together an opportunity to open our hearts and minds as we explore some very interesting concepts on spiritual and what some would call New Age subjects of all kinds. So don't get too freaked out about the fact that I use that term New Age. We all know about the Aquarian Age, and things are shifting now. Things are happening at an accelerated pace, and we simply have to be ready for what is happening right now and how you can be a part of this planetary transformational shift that is occurring. So on alternate Wednesdays on Heart Center Talk Radio, I host a gifted author, teacher, artist, a leader, or a mystic to share that person's wisdom with us. And then on the other Wednesdays, I will share some poignant points that I hope that you can take to heart as you're moving through your life so that you can gain greater consciousness, awareness, and make a difference in this world. So the Heart Center Talk Radio is sponsored by the Heart Center Community and Movement, which is a worldwide spiritual organization. We experience new teachings and what I call solar sciences, which are eternal truths promulgated by these divine beings that we call the Ascended Masters. They teach us keys so that we can transform our lives. So today, my subject is very interesting, at least I think it is, how to live your truth in an age of deception. There are many interesting movies that have come out in recent years, The Matrix, Inception. Even in the Transformers movies, you have these beings called the Decepticons, these giant megalithic metallic beings from another planet that have come to Earth. Some are good and some are bad, you know, and the Decepticons are the kind of the evil ones. So is science fiction actually telling us things that are coming to pass? Where can we find the truth about what is really happening on this planet? Are there conspiracies, and is the truth being hidden from us? Is there actually kind of a planetary deception going on, and what can we do about it as conscious individuals to live our lives with authenticity, with consecration towards something more than just making a living and eating, drinking, and being merry? You know, I have worked on my psychology for my entire life, and psyche means soul or the spirit. So really, psychology is the study of the soul. And I believe that our truth lies within our hearts, and that when we dig a little deeper and we find what unites us as human beings on this earth, that we can go beyond the isms, the schisms, the ancient doctrines and dogmas of certain religions that hold us back, and move into this new age of Aquarius with a very forthright and dynamic purpose to make a difference and to literally save the earth. Now, the earth is a conscious being, as I perceive the earth, with this amazing array through nature of life streams or beings in the animal kingdom, the nature kingdom, and the human kingdom, and even other kingdoms that we don't even see, the angelic kingdom, beings beyond our plane of existence. So can we make a difference? Can we truly live our truth in this age? And how do we do that? Well, one thing we can do is realize that we have a connection with our source. And that source is the great I am that I am. And that I am presence, which is the individualization of God within our hearts, is very personal for each of us and affords us an opportunity to live a conscious life connected with reality. You know, in the movie The Matrix, and there's, three or four of them, Neo is kind of the hero, and he discovers that there is this matrix, which is this unreal world that's been foisted upon humanity, and there are these beings that are attempting to keep people bound into this conception that is really not affording them freedom or an opportunity to move into a real transformative life of meaning and purpose. And so there's the blue pill and the red pill. And I think of the Democratic states, they call them the blue states, the Republican, the red states. Maybe there's some sort of analogy here. I see Neo as indicative of our higher self and what we are evolving into, one who has greater powers of perception and abilities to wield energies that most people can't even conceive of wielding or utilizing. And then he has his love interest, Trinity. Interesting name, huh? Trinity. We think of Christianity and the Father, Mother, the Holy Spirit. Maybe she represents something within that Trinity, being in a female body, more than just a science fiction heroine. I see Neo coming to terms with who he is, moving beyond limitation, and finding his truth, and then very purposefully collapsing the matrix so that others among mankind can live free and uninhibited and unfettered by the deception that the entire matrix put mankind within. You know, I live in Montana, and when I was a kid, I read Mad Magazine, and I have to admit it, I loved looking at that magazine and looking at the spy versus spy, the black spy and the white spy. And the guy who actually conceived of a lot of that magazine, Al Feldstein, who I think lived in the New York area for many years, moved to Montana, and he was actually an amazing artist. And he passed on recently in Paradise Valley, near where I live, on April 29th. And there was kind of a celebration of his life, and his wife has this beautiful property where she cares for animals that are hurt, and they call it Deer Haven Ranch, and it's a number of acres, probably at least 20, maybe 40 acres. And every time I drive by there, I think of Al and kind of his sense of humor and this interesting dynamic that even in a magazine like that really revealed the psychological aspects of what we as a race are going through. Spy versus spy and the illusion. And there, of course, there's a lot of slapstick humor. There was parody and there was irony. Yet maybe there was a lot of truth that was shared, and it's an obvious opportunity for us to look at ourselves, see where we're going, kind of laugh at ourselves, and see how there are these inconsistencies in our life and how we can move beyond deception, illusion, or what they call in the East Maya. So we're nearing our first commercial break in about a minute. I'd like to say that this program is sponsored by the Heart Center Movement. It is Heart Center Talk Radio. And you have an opportunity to explore our website, Hearts Center Talk Radio. That's Hearts, plural, no apostrophe, Center Talk Radio. And we always have a freebie during these shows. And you can go on the webpage and check out those freebies and get an ebook, get a CD, or whatever you'd like. So check it out. And I am David Christopher Lewis, hosting Heart Center Talk Radio. My subject today is how to live your truth in an age of deception. What is that deception? How we can overcome our human propensities and live as the divine beings that we truly are. So we're going to take a 3-minute break. We'll be back, and stay tuned to Heart Center Talk Radio.
Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings. And visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
The read of a lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
We are back. I'm David Christopher Lewis with Heart Center Talk Radio, and we're talking about living your truth in an age of deception. And I mentioned the movie The Matrix and also the Transformers movies. Another one that's interesting is Avatar. And I noted that in both the Matrix movies and in Avatar, what you have is these heroes that are actually in the state where they actually go to sleep in order to awake in another dimension or realm or a place. And I thought this was an interesting concept because we go to sleep at night, and what happens? We are not in our conscious body, and we enter into kind of an unconscious state, and yet we have dreams, we have visions. Some people have interesting experiences or maybe nightmares. Some people go into these sacred places where they have visions of angels or higher beings. There's another movie called What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams. And what I noted in that movie, as well as what I've heard and read and what I personally have experienced in entering other realms and meditation and through the work that I do, is that the other reality, the heaven world, is more real than this world. It's more crystalline in nature. It's more alive. It's more colorful. And people actually feel this aliveness in the heaven world that they don't really feel here as much. Now, I think our test and our opportunity is to bring that aliveness of the etheric or the heaven world back into this world to make it more real for us so that we can live authentically and move beyond this illusory state of being that many people have accommodated in their lives today. So I mentioned psychology earlier, and recently I penned some what I call affirmations or I am statements. And I am a lifelong student of psychology, in that I'm constantly working on my inner self and trying to perceive and conceive of my true self as being the real me and what I choose to model in what I do in my life. So throughout this program today, I'd like to read a few of these to you to give you some words to chew on and concepts to meditate upon. You can just say yourself, I am the master of my psychology. I am the perfect balance of mindfulness and heart-centeredness. Two great concepts of Buddhism and actually Taoism and Confucianism and other Eastern religions. I am my loving, super-conscious self emanating through my life 24/7. Now, what is the superconscious? We've heard of the conscious, the unconscious, the subconscious, and some people talk about our higher self being the superconscious self. In other words, it's supremely aware and stimulated to the point where we conceive beyond this realm of things in other dimensions and planes of being. Maybe we can conceive of things from a 360-degree vantage point, from a very objective as well as a subjective vantage point. So the subconscious is what we experience during sleep. I'm sorry, the unconscious. The subconscious is what is recorded through our daily lives that we actually can access in a very mystical way sometimes, and people use hypnosis, which I don't necessarily recommend, but in hypnosis, people are actually able to access this place of the subconscious. We have our conscious selves of what we are aware of as we're moving through life, through our minds and our wills and our focus and what we place our attention upon. The super conscious to me is the most important to tune into, because this is like the Superman aspect of each of us, or the Superwoman aspect. And it's our God consciousness. It's our, what I call the solar reality, or the solar awareness of our higher being. And I think all of us have glimpses into this. Emerson coined the term oversoul, which is really interesting. It's like the greater soul of our true self that overshines or overshadows who we are. We could call it the divine self. And I think that in these glimpses that we all have as we tune into our life purpose, maybe muse upon why we're here, where we're going, what the purpose of our life is, we start to attune to this reality that's more mystical, that's and more beautiful than what we maybe are used to experiencing on a daily basis. And we begin to move into this new dimension of beingness and perception that's really very advantageous for our soul, because it gives us a sense of divine love and mindfulness and purpose. So if you choose to meditate each day, get silent or spend time in silence or in nature, maybe being very observant of your movement, of your breathing, of the energy that you are utilizing in your life, what you take in through your food, and how you choose to use your energies, I believe that you start this awakening process. And it's like in these movies, you know, the hero or the heroine kind of wakes up and has this flash of a dynamic experience where he or she realizes that there's more than what they've been told. They realize that there is this deception occurring, and it's purposeful, and it's meant to control us and to control our energy, control the energy of our inner being, our chakras, which are these little power battery centers in our electronic or light body. So some of what I'm speaking of may sound a little esoteric for some of you, and yet I think that the language of today in the Aquarian age that's dawning is moving us into this new reality, because even in advertising and movies, you're hearing more and more of these concepts, and people are putting on and clothing themselves with a greater understanding of their higher purpose beyond just having a job, making money, procreating, and you know, moving through life with this attitude that you're going to do what everybody else is doing. I think we have to find our deeper purpose. So here are a few other I am statements or affirmations. I am manifesting emotional intelligence as divine love now. And that emotional intelligence is important for us to embrace, because we learn that many people are mentally intelligent, and yet they may not have balance in their lives by being emotionally understanding of others' experiences and challenges and what they're moving through. I am harmonizing all the frequencies and energies that are flowing through my mind and emotions to stay true to my presence and focused on my God purpose. I am the mastery of higher soulfulness as my psyche or my soul is raised in light to behold and merge with my oversoul, my divine self. I am continuously aware of the issues that I am choosing to resolve that are outplayed in my life through my relationships and my interactions with others. I am consciously choosing to react to others only from a point of divine love and understanding and patience. In other words, I'm not going to just react from a knee-jerk point of seeing things only from my vantage point. I'm going to try to understand things from all points of view. I am on a higher learning curve to master my listening skills so as always to hear the true voice of the divine or my conscience within myself. I am obedient to my inner voice, which prompts me to act according to my highest principles and values and the desires that I know originate from within my heart and not just from an emotional response. I am graciously and in a self-forgiving spirit, transmuting all the elements of my former self as I let go of it. And I rise in these moments when I, in the past, would have lapsed into unreality through unconscious speech or past patterns of imperfection. You know, we fall into ruts or patterns based partly on our DNA and our acceptance of our parents' patterns and DNA. And I think we can move beyond that. We can actually choose to not blame our karma, our parents, our environment for what we as authentic conscious individuals can choose to do. You're listening to David Christopher Lewis on Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm speaking on an interesting subject, living your truth in an age of deception. And I believe that we can choose to move beyond unconsciousness and poor choices, and we can strengthen through the integrity of our higher self our ability to withstand the dynamics of the pressures of today, the influences of the media, and we can live an authentic life in spirit now. So we're going to take another 3-minute intermission, and I'll have more to share with you. Stay tuned to Heart Center Talk Radio.
Is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question. and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Hey, I'm back. I'm David Christopher Lewis with Heart Center Talk Radio, and we're talking about living our truth in an age of deception. And, you know, I mentioned some of these heroes in these movies that Hollywood is putting out, but I think the true heroes are really those throughout the ages that have found who they truly are. They have connected with their source. They have merged with their true reality. And if you choose to call it God, I think it's great. The source, light, consciousness, spirit, whatever you like to say. And you think of Gautama Buddha, Jesus the Christ, and other of the saints robed in white who have moved beyond the levels of limitation that we experience on the earth. And, you know, I have friends in all different types of religions, some who don't really follow any religion. Yet I think that beyond religion, we can move into consciousness, awareness, presence, and in a very spontaneous and powerful way, connect with who we truly are. And I think God is beyond dogma and doctrine. You know, in heaven, you don't have Catholics only or Presbyterians or Hindus or Buddhists. You've got humanity as this amazing group of individuals that God has created. We're all brothers and sisters. So let's get beyond the schisms and the divisions that we see around the world where people are pitted against each other, thinking that they have the best way or the only way, and nobody else really has the truth, or that the truth is only found in one book, and that's it for all eternity. You know, I never accepted that. It didn't make any sense to me. And I've traveled around the world to 37 nations and seen people everywhere and how beautiful they are, no matter what they believe. They all have the same needs. They all have the same type of smile when they're living a life of integrity and happiness. And they don't require others to come and mandate that they have to have a certain belief system or fall into a pattern or a matrix that really is there for control. I think we have to observe principles and values and moral standards of integrity and honesty. And if we all do that, we can live a wonderful, conscious life as brothers and sisters throughout this world. So a few more of these affirmations I spoke of. I am aware of my opportunities to master my past and my future by living in the eternal now, centered in divine love. I am perfect beingness through which my higher self shines through my soul and illumines the world all around me. I am assisting everyone through my example of a heart-centered life lived to glorify the divine and magnify God. I am releasing all sense of separateness from God and accepting my eternal oneness, which allows me to master my psychology moment by moment. I am joyfully moving far beyond the sense of guilt, blame, and shame to embrace oneness, acceptance, and the brilliance of my true divine presence right now. I feel the accountability for my life and my daily choices, and I consciously choose to no longer revolve or live in the past, or recreate painful memories. How often do we do this, people? You know, we recreate this experience of what we have you know, somebody has done to us, and we revolve it in our minds, and it becomes real again and again, and it diminishes us, and it makes us powerless. Well, if we're truly powerful spiritual beings, which I believe we all are, we can choose to let go, to forgive, to move beyond, and to just allow people to be people, even with their human imperfections. None of us is humanly perfect. We're all working on ourselves. We came into this lifetime to master something and to move into this new reality by learning who we are, learning about life, loving one another, serving one another, and being there for people, our family, our friends, our coworkers. So let's be real, and let's live in this reality of authenticity. And you don't have to be a psychologist. You don't have to spend tons of money going to see these guys who listen to you ad nauseum, and they may like you to come back so they can make their money. And I'm not denigrating all psychologists. I'm sure there's good ones. Yet I think that we can work on ourselves from within through meditation and prayer and deep reflection, and we can find the source of our oneness, our purpose, if we choose to do this work on a daily basis. Many people just get up, you know, take a shower, eat, run to work, commute to work, and then they're back home, and then they're tired, turn on the boob tube, have dinner, have sex a couple times a week with their spouse, if you have one, or your significant other, and then the pattern is repeated. They don't take the time for themselves in the early morning hours or at night before sleep or whenever to breathe deeply, to feel intentionally, and to accept this reality of who they truly are as light beings, and as that they have a purpose, a greater purpose than just holding a job or doing something. So I've been privileged to receive instruction from these divine beings that I mentioned earlier, called the Ascended Masters, like Jesus and Gautama Buddha, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, and one that I am really tuned into now, Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff. I have studied the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda that I really love. I've studied the teachings of Peter Dunov, a master in Bulgaria, who taught in the early 1900s for many years. And in all of these teachings, it's really the same message. You have to connect with your true self, your higher reality. You connect through taking that time to get real about who you are and what your purpose is, and to try to live more consciously day by day, living more authentically with true love for everyone. Not mamby-pamby, wishy-washy love, authentic love that sometimes is tough love too. And that tough love can be for others or for ourselves. And sometimes we have to get a little down and dirty with our own selves to ensure that we're staying true to our course and our purpose. In this, we move beyond Maya and this deception that this world has embraced today as kind of the norm. We're living in this unreality. We've accepted, accommodated it, and it's time to break through and to live in this higher space of spiritual awareness. You know, I helped co-found a online university. It's called Mayer University. And August 31st and September 7th, we're having a wonderful class facilitated by a teacher from South Africa named Ralph Roths. And it's on heliosophy, and it's the sun wisdom for the crystal age, for the golden crystal age of Aquarius. It's the knowledge of how the sun is center in our life, and the example of pure givingness, pure compassion, pure love, and how we can use that energy that flows from the sun to gain greater wisdom and to have a new renewing and awakening experience. So you can register through our heartcenter.org website, clicking on the link to that class and attend it. It's It's $85 or $76.50 for new students, seniors for $68, and registration begins tomorrow, July 10th. And we'd be happy to have many more of you attend online and learn these inner secrets of how we can become more wise today and awaken to our true reality. You can also receive a free booklet. It's called Pray, Sing, and Dance with Us by clicking on Heart Center Talk Radio, hearts, plural, no apostrophe, centertalkradio.org, and you'll see a link there to get your free e-booklet, Pray, Sing, and Dance with Us. These beautiful visuals that our creative arts team, our artists, have put together, highlighting the energy patterns that we are choosing to see manifesting through our prayers, our songs, our visualizations, and our spiritual work. So we have a dynamic movement called the Heart Center. I co-founded it in early 2005. We've been going now for almost 10 years. And I've given over 4,000 heart streams, which are these transformational messages from divinely inspired beings in the etheric octaves of light called Ascended Masters. Many of them are angels or archangels. They are these saints robed in white who have mastered life in this world and are here to teach us the eternal truths of the awakening process so that we can connect with our source, with God, and make a great difference in this lifetime. So I believe you are already in your true self, a light being. You have gifts and talents that you brought to this world. You're here to shine them forth and to break free of the matrix and live within your authentic self is really the crux of what this life mission is for you. And we each have a sacred mission. It's purposeful for us, for our family, for a number of individuals that I think we're tied to. And we can choose to do it, everyone. So I'm David Lewis. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. We're going to take our final break now for a few minutes. And stay tuned. There's still more to come.
Happiness is just beyond your grasp. Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Masters' teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com. Hey, my cherished listening audience, I love you, and I'm sending waves of conscious love to each of you today to help you on your sacred journey in this life to make a supreme difference for the world. Yeah, I'm David Christopher Lewis. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. You know, I've talked about The Matrix, and these movies are pretty seminal in their revelation about this world of deception that we live in. And I had an interesting experience a few years back with a doctor. He's a chiropractor, and he went back and became a naturopath. His name is Dr. Richard Bartlett, and he's written two books. One is called Matrix Energetics, and he has that word matrix in it. And the other is The Physics of Miracles. And he worked on me one time and did something that no other practitioner had ever done. And he drew out of me something that was inside my cells, that was there from my infancy, that through this amazing alchemy of what he had learned of radionics, he was able to have dissolved. And I won't get into all the specifics, but check out this guy, Richard Bartlett, and I hope to have him on a future show. And I'm kind of putting the word out there to my assistant, Patricia, to get a hold of Richard, because he's an amazing guy. He sometimes shows up at his seminars in a Superman outfit, and he's told stories where, you know, someone will come into one of his sessions with a frozen shoulder, and just by creating this new reality around them of consciousness, of this energetic matrix of light, he's able to actually help people instantaneously move beyond their limitation to, you know, raise their arm all the way straight up. And it's like they're blown away, and it's just, it's totally an amazing experience. And I've experienced this personally with him, so I can tell you, he is for real. He studied with Dr. Richard Pearl, another amazing guy. And if you haven't read his book, Dr. Richard, or Pearl's book, let's see, I have it here somewhere. It's just an amazing book. So check out Richard Bartlett and Dr. Eric Pearl. And so we're talking about waking up from the matrix and from the unreality and what we've accommodated in our lives for however long we lived, living other people's dreams and not our true dream. I will be speaking next week with an amazing individual, Krotolo Somoza. He is the ambassador to Damahur, which is this amazing spiritual community in Italy. And they are a world-renowned community, and they have these temples of humankind, a masterpiece of art and sacred energy created in these underground temples. It was hand-built over 17 years inside a mountain in northern Italy by the citizens of this community called Damahur. And some call the temples of humanity the eighth wonder of the world. So we're going to learn about this eco-spiritual community next week as I interview Krotolo Somoza. So, I believe that we all have the ability to do magical, mysterious, and actually miraculous things if we penetrate beyond the veil
of our normal conscious or unconscious lives and move into our superconscious reality, which is powered by spirit and authenticated by who we already are as beings created in God's image and likeness. A few more of these I am affirmations that I spoke of earlier. I am pursuing my high and holy calling while mastering my psychology in the most sublime yet simple ways through loving service to thousands of people. I am judiciously using all the energies given to me each morning to fulfill the most important divine work I choose to engage in today. I'm consciously harmonizing my auric field now as the comfort flame of the Great Spirit oozes through my heart and hourly blesses all life. I had an experience as a young man with the Holy Spirit, and from that point of quickening, where I was empowered as someone beyond what maybe even my parents thought that I would do in this life, I entered into my mission to be of service to humanity. And in 2002, I had an amazing experience with Mary, the mother of Jesus. And in 2004, I had another awakening in June, early June, where I was taken up into this high state of beingness. And what was impressed upon and within my consciousness was a gift of the Holy Spirit, where I can commune with these divine beings and bring forth the eternal truths that they are here to share with us now on the earth. And these ascended masters of what's called the Great White Brotherhood, and white does not refer at all to race. It's simply the light of the halo or the Christic light of God around them. These masters are here to help us at this time of trouble that we're going through, where it's not always easy for us to move beyond this unreal state of Maya and illusion, of delusion, and of deception. So you can receive our Heart Center monthly newsletter by signing up on heartcentertalkradio.org, heartcentertalkradio.org. There's no apostrophe. And in these newsletters, you'll receive links to amazing discourses and talks that I've given and blessings that the Ascended Masters have shared. And we have a pilgrimage coming up to Canada in September. You can check out on our heartcenter.org website. And you can attend and listen to over 4,000 live heart streams that I've given in the last 10 years that are amazing in their power and their transformational energy that they offer. So a few more little I am statements. And these affirmations are really powerful when you feel them in your heart, when you give them with the energy of your spirit and see them actually manifesting. I am the flowering of my God presence as I shine the light of the sun from my chakras and within my auric field now. I am psychologically balanced and harmonious throughout this day. You know, think of going through one whole day without saying a negative word to another person, of always holding the highest for every person that we interact with and that we may meet in our lives, and not judging people, not immediately just classifying them because of the way they look, their speech patterns, the color of their skin, etc. I am perfecting the science of solar living through which the psychology of the new era is emerging from within me to bring harmony and balance to every soul on this planet. So I am David Christopher Lewis. I'm representing HeartCenterTalkRadio.org today. And I hope you've enjoyed some of what I've shared. And check out our website. I'm very grateful to Brian, our technician in the studio, headquarters back on the East Coast. I live in Montana. And Just choose now to live a conscious life of spirit and be real and move beyond the deception of this age. And who knows? You may just awaken and be quickened to a new reality. So take care. We'll talk to you next week. Have fun. Live in peace and be fruitful. Take care.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance, and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week. Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings. And visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org. The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.